Kalim Perek Yud Aleph Mishneh Gimel. So we learned the din of Tum Yeshana, which means that anything that was made from Kalim Shenishberu, they were Geyser. We explained two reasons with Nafkaminas why they were Geyser. L'chair, once it's broken, Shviros Azui Taros, so they were Geyser. That being said, there are parts of Kalim, there are pieces, types of pieces of metal, that if somebody makes Kalim from them, there is no Gzeira to consider those kelim tmein. Hoisa kelim in oyeshes. Somebody makes a kli from a piece of metal that has no shape. Umina charora. We're talking about things that were never in a shape, that were never in a way that would they were mekabel tumah. So now there's nothing here to be mitame when you make kelim. If you're making kelim from something, from pieces of metal that very likely came from Shivrei Kelim, or let's say they came from Shivrei Kelim, and very likely those Shivrei Kelim were remnants of a Kli that was a Tomei and was Nishba. So then you'd be Geizer, Chazal were Geizer, we'll have a mission later on, where they were Geizer Tumah, even B'mokim, that you don't know for sure that they come from a Kli. If they're Shivrei Kelim, we're Geizer, that Mistama they come from Shivrei Kelim Shenitmu. And we're Geizer Tum Yishon, and we're Machmi, even when we don't know for sure that there was a Tum Yishon. But over here, it certainly was never royally Kabal Tum. In a service of Galgal, you have a piece of metal that goes around a wheel. They didn't have rubber in those days. So you have the frame of the wheel, which was wood. That's what made it travel. And you have the piece of metal that goes around with it. Umina Tassin, these are strips of metal. The wagon wheels, the piece of metal is not mekabel tumah because it's a toffel to the wheel itself, which is wood, so it's not mekabel tumah. Umina tzipuyin, this is a chiddush. If a person has a thin layer of metal on a kli etz or a kli even, even though the metal is put on in the tzur of a kli, it's toffel to the kli itself, it's not mekabel tumah. It doesn't have a din of a kli mateches. Mikane kelim, the kan of a kli is the base on that tzitz. Picture a becher sitting on a base. Meogne kelim, these are rings of metal that go around the edge of a kli. Ogne would sound like the word for an anchor, which means it's like something that holds the kli in its place by forming a strip around it. The gifts of the rav is hoigne kelim. That's the same meaning. Meozne kelim, these are handles, similar to the concept of an ear. You could grab on somebody's ear, it's like the handle to his head. So these are handles that are on the kli. We'll have to discuss that. Why doesn't that have a shem kli? Minash choyles, these are pieces of metal that are extra pieces when a person making a kli, there are pieces left over, small pieces. Uminash grudois, these are literally slivers of metal. Now when they smooth the kli down, the metal kli, there are shards of metal lying around. All of these tahirin, if you make a kli out of all these scraps, you don't have to be choshed that it comes from a kli tome, because they certainly were not coming from something that was really kabal tumah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, af min haktzutzos. If he made a kli from shivrei kelim, but not a shivrei kli, like the regular, it broke, it got worn out, like we'll see in a second. Made a mamish from something that was cut. They took a kli, and they sliced into little pieces. But here I got it, even if theoretically it was tummy, they were not as to me. It's not the regular case. What is the case? Yechim Minui says, either mishivre kelim, something broke, mina grutim, got worn out. So these are the regular cases where you be goyzer, that you don't say shviroso zui taroso if it gets refurbished, remade. If we have pegs, nails that for sure were made from old kelim, then we're goyzer tumah. However, mina masmeros, from stam masmeros, that we don't know if it was made previously in it into kelim. Beishamay mitam, beishamay also were goyzer in that also, because you're going to come to be mitar masmeros shenasu mikelim. Beisil mitar. Beisil holds we're not goyzer tumah on these type of kelim. Beishamay holds we're goyzer even though you don't know, you know for sure that it wasn't made from a kli tumah, because it's very old for masmeros to have come from kelim tumah. The other cases are not all if they're just pieces. They weren't. They're not remnants, shavings of Kedel Tmeir. So maybe we're not gozer on them. Dafka by Masmer. Even on that, they're still old. We're not gozer. Now we had a few cases before that. There's what to be Moira. The Rash, the Rosh, the Rav explained that the Nidin of Eshes, Meozne Kalim, etc., all these are things that were never Roy Le Kabbal Tumas. There's no Mokhan be Gezer because they weren't Tome. Frecht, the Rosh, Ozne Kalim is a handle of a Kli. A Yad is Mekabbal Tumas. A Yad of anything that's Tome is Moitzu Machnas Tumas. We've had this in numerous times. See, he says, since Tum Yishon is Dirabonon, they weren't guys except on the Gufakli, not on the thing that doesn't have the Chalei Shem Gufakli, only has the Shem Yodasakli. Okay, it's a vort. The stipler in Simen Ayin has an Arichus, and he says that this type of raid is totally in what together Tum Yishadayim is. We've mentioned this Biktzor, we're going to have a whole Mesechta called Yodayim. It's Geboit on Sugis Barichus in Perikor Varoid Vukulin. But the famous Velt Chakiri, how the Din of Yodas works like this. Similarly, you have the concept of Yodas by Nidar Mosa. There is a similarity. So over here by Tum Vatira, the Chakiri goes like this. Are Yodas Tmeim, the Pshat, the Gzeres HaKosov, is that has a Shem Kli? Or it doesn't have a Shem Kli, it's Moitzio Machnes to the Etzema Kli. So maybe if it's Moitzio Machnes, but not the Etzema Kli, so they weren't guys of the Din of Tum Rishon. But if it's Mamash Kli, why not? Now the stipler is getting this chakira from Perikor v'Roitiv Dikareid. We have this type of chakira by Yodos Latami Oichlin. You have the what's kiviyochol the handle of a fruit, and it's Moitzio Machnes Tumah. Is that because that's the Gufa Oichel, even though it's not Roy Lachilik Shalatzmoi, or no? It's just Moitzio Machnes. Problem is in Sefer Chazon Yecheskel. Chatzko Abramsky has a kuntris on these type of vinyonim, and he says over there that Yodis of Kalim is for sure like the Gufa Kli. He says a Pashtaraya, because the halach is when you're toiveling a Kli, you can't toivel it up to the handle. You have to toivel the whole thing with the handle. People sometimes have the shadow like Gabi Tfilas came with electronic, like with the electric part is the handle. Could you toivel until that part? That part's not that to my Kli. And the answer is yes. If it's attached to the Kli, that is the Kli. It's only a yad, but a mice you have to toivel the whole thing. So now that's a raya that Yodis of Kelim is certainly the Gufa Kli. By Yodis of Oichlin, with not Roy Lakil, they have the Chakira, with Raya's hin and Tzirik from different sugars, but not by Yodis of Kelim. The stipler has his own way of understanding why you have to be toivel the whole thing. It's a din the mice at Tvila. It's not a din in the Kli. Mishnah Dalet. Barzel Tomei, Shebeloloi and Barzel Tor. We learned that if you break apart a Kli Mateches, and you build the pieces, the Shvarim, even though they're Torah, if you put them back together again, so the Halach is they become Tomei again, Din Drabonon. What happens if you take Barzel, you put back together a Kli, you take pieces from something that's Tomei, together with pieces from something that was Torah. You see now the new creation, the new Kli, as a composite of pieces of a Tomei, or pieces of a Torah? Does it return to its state of Tomei Drabonon or not? So Mishnah says, "L'chay, what you would go basa b'chol ateri kulo, im roiv minatomei, they were geizer, v'im roiv minator, if roiv it is tohor. Achreinim amayrich, and they say the pashtus this means, it's like bittul b'roiv, a taruvis is hook for l'firu, they can't be the pshat, because pieces of metal are min b'minoid, they're both same pieces of metal, it happens to be one's tomei, one's tohor, but if it's min b'minoid, there's a mandomer of Yehuda that holds that the taruvis of min b'minoid." Loy Batli.